Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
If you missed out on seeing E.T. the Extraterrestrial when it premiered in theatres 40 years ago, do not dismay, it's coming back to the big screen. Steven Spielberg's 1982 classic has been restored and will celebrate its 40th anniversary on Friday with IMAX screenings across the globe, and it's coming to Perth. E.T. was the highest grossing film of 1982. It earned $435 million at the box office, which was a lot. It was nominated for 9 Academy Awards, winning 4. You can hit up Perth IMAX for more details on cinema times. And there are also rumours that Jaws is coming to the big screen in 3D. That would be really cool. I remember seeing E.T. at the drive-in when I was little. It was so cute.
Okay, will you watch E.T.? I'll watch this.
I know who's going to have more fun.
Jeepers.
Izzy Miyake, the famed Japanese fashion designer, has passed away aged 84 in Tokyo after a battle with liver cancer. The incredible designer survived Hiroshima, or Hiroshima, and was known for producing clothes that never creased, and also Steve Jobs' iconic black mock turtlenecks. Throughout his 52-year career, the designer maintained an anti-trend stance, always referring to his designs as clothing rather than fashion. Miyake also branched out into perfume and jewellery and leaves behind an indelible legacy. As per Miyake's wishes, there will be no funeral or memorial service.
A very humble man. Another day, another doco in the works, this time for funny man Steve Martin. The Hollywood Reporter says a documentary on the life and career of the beloved father of the bride comedian is underway. The Apple TV Plus doco will come in two parts and will be directed by Oscar-winning director Morgan Neville. Steve Martin said the documentary is somebody else's take and that they found a lot of archival stuff and it should be a hoot. A premiere date is yet to be announced.
I am going to help my grandmam. She is the one who taught me it is better to be truthful and good than to not.
Classic.
So good.
Hugh Jackman has reportedly shelled out a whopping $22.1 million for a luxurious penthouse in the heart of New York City. The incredible three-bedroom, three-bathroom penthouse has 4-metre floor-to-ceiling windows, a massive roof terrace which offers incredible views of the Hudson River and the New York skyline, and it boasts a library, an elevator, and of course a few kitchens.
That's incredible. Speaking of kitchens, the trailer for the culinary thriller The Menu is here, starring Anya Taylor-Joy and Nicholas Holt, who are a couple travelling to a coastal island to eat at an exclusive restaurant where the chef, played by Ralph Fiennes, has prepared a lavish menu with some shocking surprises. It also stars John Leguizamo, Judith Light and Hong Chow. The Menu is coming to theatres later this year.
This entire evening.
This is
crazy.
This is just theatre. It's stagecraft.
We're leaving now.
Has been painstakingly planned.
We now offer you a 45-second head start.
Okay, 45 seconds starts now.
This is what you're paying for.
It's all part of the menu.
It's okay.
No, we're gonna die tonight.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.